Journey Inside My Mind, Episode 12, brought to you by Blogger.com, OurMedia.org, Archive.org, PodSafe Music Network, and a host of other places. Let's get it started.
Okay, man, start it up.
Let's get it started in here.
Journey Inside My Mind.
Journey Inside My Mind.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
I love getting up in the morning. I clap my hands and say, this is going to be a great day.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Journey Inside My Mind.
I see you shiver with anticipation.
Journey Inside My Mind.
Patience. I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to show them a world. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Journey Inside My Mind.
What happens when a man goes through his own portal?
We'll see.
You're listening to Journey Inside My Mind. Reach us on the weblog at Journey Inside My Mind. That's one word. .blogspot.com. Send me an email, a comment. I really appreciate hearing from y'all. Danimal0416@gmail.com. Now, this is the 12th podcast episode thingy that I've been doing here, and I've been doing this maybe for a couple of weeks. Been whole new to this podcasting thing for almost maybe about coming up on 2 months. And podcasting itself is a relatively new thing. It's been around for about a year. I'm wondering, I think what I'd like to do with this episode, there's just a bunch of stuff that I probably could talk about. I think I'd like to keep it down to about half an hour, 30 minutes. Same thing, I guess. What I'm doing here, I think what I'd like to do start off here is just talk about how I'm producing this show. Producing the show with a Dell Latitude D610 laptop that work has let me use. But I also have my own headphones. I have this Labtec AM242 microphone that I got years ago when we first bought our computer. We got a HP Pavilion with Windows 98 shortly before Windows 2000 came out. And like at the end of 1999, well, that thing's a glorified paperweight right now. Sitting over here looking at it, it's actually holding a paper. It's not holding it, but it's not a paperweight. It's actually holding papers right now. But anyhow, it is Sunday night, September 11th, 2005, when I'm recording this, and the weather outside is nice. I mean, it's actually kind of humid. There's a smog alert in effect here in Cincinnati, Ohio, which I couldn't really understand that because it looked really gorgeous out here. You may hear in the background the sound of a fan that I have turned down. There's crickets outside. So I got to thinking about what in the world am I going to talk about here? Oh, yeah, I was talking about this, how I'm producing the show. Well, okay, I talked a little bit about the hardware. The software that I'm using is this thing called Audacity. I found out, hey, you could produce your own podcast, download this free software called Audacity. And so as I'm looking through at the computer screen right now, I'm looking at the Audacity screen, which basically set up with a lot of different soundtracks. You can set up multi-tracks, and you got some controls you can tweak here and there and zoom in and out and edit the sound files. Like if I wanted to go through every single instance where I said, I could delete that. And I have done some deleting and tweaking here with previous podcasts and some other stuff. And then it lets you pause and do other kinds of things. I do a lot of time shifting. I do that when I try to line up tracks. And I guess reason why I brought that up is what I've typically done in the past, at least for the past maybe four or five episodes, is I've lined up all of the audio soundtracks beforehand and then just clicked record and have done the show, and that's why, here comes the song, you know, or whatever. I haven't done that tonight. I really don't have any idea what kind of songs. I know one song I'm definitely going to play, but as far as other songs that I'll probably have to stop and figure out what songs I'm going to play from the PodSafe Music Network. What I did want to do is I wanted to bring up the PodSafe Music Network. That is such a great organization. All the folks over there at Pod Show, they recently revised their terms and conditions, which is a really good thing. Some people, I really didn't care so much. I really love being able to have access to all these independent artists, musicians that are just putting their music out there for us to be able to listen to. And there is some really good stuff. If you've heard some of the previous episodes, you probably have gotten a pretty good clue on that. So one of the songs I'm going to play tonight is called Mercury in Retrograde. I played that before. I think that was on that Romantic Movements podcast. Let me take a look here, see if I can find out where that is on the blog. I'm actually pulling that up here. I like to use there. It says podcast 4, Romantic Movements. Let me see if I can click in here and see if I can find out more specifically where it was. Oh, that was the first segment shortly after I'd introduced the podcast, and the song has a definite Police Rush Peter Murphy flavor. And the Reverse Engineers, you can find out more about them over at their own weblog, which, for the like of me, I don't know where they are. Let me see if I can find. I was looking at their stuff here beforehand. I feel so Adam Curry-ish. Reverse Engineers. I'm looking at my history file, and it wouldn't be in here. It would be in one of these other ones, but they have their own podcast. I thought that was pretty cool. And I guess it makes logical sense that a group of musicians and artists would have their own podcast. And they do a lot of these story behind the songs, which is really cool because you get to understand what they were thinking of and how they recorded it and what the song means and understands. And this song, Mercury in Retrograde, is talking about basically a bad day. The phrase, if Mercury is in retrograde, it's kind of used to apply to, and I don't believe in a whole lot of astrology stuff. A lot of people do. I do know that, you know, of course, the moon, the gravitational pull of the moon is what causes the tides and stuff like that. And you got these solar flares, things that, when Mercury is in retrograde, supposedly, retrograde is when it's at its, the point in its orbit, when it's the furthest away from Earth, if you can think about it that way. And I guess that's not really actually the case. When Mercury is in its part of its orbit that's furthest away from Earth, it kind of has the same effect as solar flares and have on telecommunication systems and all this other kind of just bad stuff happens. There's a line in their song says it's 10 times worse than a full moon. So the song's basically talking about a bad day. And so when I initially set out to do this podcast, I said, you know what, let me just talk about the crappy kind of week I had. And then I got to thinking, okay, who's going to really want to listen to a thing about the crappy kind of week that I had? And, you know, I'm just going to bring everybody down and everything like that. And I thought, you know what, I'm not going to do that because, and what really helped me to get it into perspective is actually thinking of putting it onto a podcast and saying, here, everybody, hear how great my week has been. Or terrible my week has been, you know, let me just bring you guys down. I'm sure that's going to make my podcast more popular, which actually is, I have noticed that I have 7 readers currently subscribed, and I'm wondering if 2 of those are myself, because I'd have an iPodder subscription and also a Blogline subscription, so that means that I got 5 other people. 5 of you people out there are also subscribed to the podcast, and I thank you 5 for listening. And let's just I hope that to get more readership. And of course, this is still relatively new, and those of you don't know, I have adult attention deficit disorder, so I'm kind of going all off. I didn't really organize anything here. I'm seeing 10 minutes already into this thing. We probably should play some music pretty soon. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah, I have a subscription through iPodder and also through Bloglines. And I was going to talk about, I submitted the podcast to Podcast Alley. For those of you that don't know what Podcast Alley is, it's just this big clearinghouse of all these other podcasts that are out there. And they have them arranged by different categories. And people who can vote on their podcasts. And those podcasts that receive the largest amount of votes, they get a little bit more publicity. They play them on Sirius satellite radio. Actually, I got to take a break here. I'm going to go ahead and play a song here. I don't know what it is just yet. Be right back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The world is with me, still I will follow. Though not go with me, still I okay, I think that's about all. Sorry that you guys had to go through that. I did need to take a quick break, and then I found my daughter needed some help with something. I mentioned earlier that you know, I'm recording this kind of late. It's Sunday night, getting almost early Monday morning right now. Also, I realized I hadn't had anything to eat since for about 6 hours or something, so I was kind of hungry. But what you just heard was an experiment that I did really late, late Friday night, early Saturday morning, once I was trying to figure out how to play with play with this Audacity thing, and I said, let's put a guitar track in there, and sing the song that I sing at church. And yeah, I did the descant there, and at the time it seemed like a really good idea, but then it turned out that it was I really sound out of tune there. I'm sorry I put you guys through that. If there's anybody still listening to that, please forgive me. I mentioned this song by the Reverse Engineers earlier called Mercury in Retrograde, talking about just having a bad day, and I had a rough week. But then I realized that, you know, there are lots of people that have it worse off than I do. And but let's go ahead and take a listen to this song by the Reverse Engineers, Mercury in Retrograde, and we'll be back. Journey Inside My Mind. Reminder, check out the blog at journeyinsidemymind.blogspot.com. We'll be back after this.
Sun, six times two are one, but no one else can see as plain as day to me. I say the surface is hot as hell, waiting servants to expel you. You can't flee Mercury in retrograde. You can't flee Mercury. You can't flee Mercury. You can't flee Mercury. You're not even safe in your bedroom.
Oops, I've wandered into someone else's podcast. I'll get going in a second, but as long as I'm here, I'll invite you to join me, Marv, for the Mr. Nice Guy Show, an irreverent 5-minute look at our world, pop culture, and news from a former terrestrial radio personality turned reference librarian. Some fun guaranteed. MrNiceGuy.org, MrNiceGuy.org. Okay, I'm out of here. Hey, how do you get this room to smell so good?
And that was the promo for the Mr. Nice Guy Show, MrNiceGuy.org. One of those podcasts that I've been listening to over for a couple months now. Prior to that, we heard the Reverse Engineers with their song Mercury in Retrograde, talking about just having a bad day. And I had initially set out to do with this podcast, just wanting to moan and gripe about how bad the week prior to this was, but I decided not to do that. I would ask, though, if you would pray for my sister-in-law. We found out she had a stroke this past week, and she's going to be okay somewhat. She's lost some of her balance and is probably going to need to walk on a cane, probably not be able to work anymore. That was one of those unfortunate things and that you would have much rather not have happened this past week. But and also, I mean, you know, you think about these people that are through Hurricane Katrina and their devastation and loss that they've experienced. I think that you know, we need to keep them in our prayers, and you can still go to the redcross.org, salvationarmyusa.org, and make a monetary donation. Keep them in your prayers. So many really great things are going to be coming out of all of this, I believe. And also, with it being September the 11th, you know, I think it's a good idea to keep the thoughts are in prayers out for those that were affected by that. You know, of course, any kind of anniversary such as this is going to bring out just the emotions of these people. And again, I'm recording this September the 11th, but you could probably be listening to it whenever. Well, I'll tell you what, instead of really bumming you guys out and hearing me talk so much, I'm going to go ahead and play some more music. This is next song's from a band called Cloak. They're out of the UK, and it's kind of a fun, simple song. Not bad, just ordinary. On Journey Inside My Mind. Thanks for subscribing, and you can reach us on the blog, journeyinsidemymind.blogspot.com. Send me an email, danimal0416@gmail.com. We'll be right back.
I went to the shops today. The weather was nice but a little gray. Nothing happened on the way. Ordered some beans and a magazine. Expect this song to go differently, to feature love or hate or tragedy. This is a day in the life of you or me. See, not bad, just ordinary. I went to my local bar, took the bus and not the car. Even though it's not that far, I had some whiskey and a G&T. You'd expect this song to go differently, to feature love or hate or tragedy. This is a day in the life of you or me. See, not bad, just ordinary. To uni in the rain, walk the same old streets again. Might be dull, but it keeps me sane. Keep me busy, keep me clean. I base my life around routine. You'd expect this song to go differently, to feature love or hate or tragedy. Day in the life of you or me, see, not bad, just ordinary.
Not Bad, Just Ordinary, by a band named Cloak out of the United Kingdom, on Journey Inside My Mind. I had done some acoustic guitar, inserted a snippet of it earlier, but I think their version, their acoustic guitar playing sounds a lot better than our than mine did. And I'm going to wrap up the show here with one more song shortly, and this song is from a gentleman named Coley Bryce out of New Jersey. And his song's called Heavenly Peace. It's kind of a nice ambient, inspirational feeling kind of a song, which is a really good way to end this podcast. And it reminds me of Robert Plant's song, Big Log. You may remember that from the 80s. And, gosh, it just is really nice sounding, really smooth. Maybe, don't know where you're listening to this, but it's late night here. I might turn the lights down and chill out here as we listen to this song. Journey Inside My Mind. That'll do it for your Journey Inside the Mind podcast. Thanks for subscribing. If you haven't subscribed, please consider subscribing. And I do keep my sister-in-law, Trish, in your prayers. Make it a great day, everybody.
Roll with the punches. Tomorrow's another day.